And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this Labor Day weekend as we get ready for Game 2 between the Fightin' Phils and the San Francisco Giants. Well, September started off very well for the Giants last night. They're undefeated as they beat the Phillies 13-1 at Oracle last night, 32,840 there to get the weekend off on a good start. 3 hours and 5 minutes, and boy, it was an excruciating game last night, but thank goodness it went the Giants' way. 13-1 over the Phils, 13-11, no errors for the Giants last night, that's good. 1-5-1 for the Phillies. Alex Cobb, an excellent game for him last night, he's now 5-6. And Kyle Gibson for the Phillies, well, let me just say this, in the first inning he threw 40 pitches, and it didn't get any better after that. He's a loser, and he goes to 9-6. For Cobb, 7 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no home runs, of course, 1 walk and 7 strikeouts. Excellent game for Alex Cobb. He lowers that earned run average to 3.58. He's been one of the most steady pitchers the Giants have had all year long. Gibson, on the other hand, as I said, the first inning did him in. An inning and two-thirds, he couldn't get out of the second inning. 5 hits, 7 runs, a splash to Jock Peterson. We'll talk about it. 4-15 into the Cove. McCovey Cove, Dave got it. That was the home run that Gibson gave up in the game, and he walked 4 and struck out 2. Wow. And threw 65 pitches in an inning and two-thirds, and that really was the story for the game last night. Starting pitching for the Phillies, awful. Pitching in general for the Phillies, awful. 10 walks given up by the Phillies, and they hit a batter, and you put their 11 hits given up with it, and the Giants got 13 runs last night to beat the Phils 13-1. Giants with runners in scoring position, 6-16. And I'll say this about the Phillies. They have trouble with right-handed pitching, and today they're going to end up seeing Jacob Junis. Their last 3 games against right-handed pitching and down in Arizona, a couple of them, and then one last night, 19 innings, 8 hits for the Phillies against right-handed starting pitching in the last 3 games. So the Giants take advantage of that last night, as I say, beat the Phils 13-1. In the first inning, Mike Yastrzemski a double, Flores a walk, then Peterson got a base hit off the wall on a ball hit to Kyle Schwarber that they claimed had a 95% chance of being caught. He didn't catch it, went off the wall, Yaz scored, and it was 1-0. Crawford then got a base hit, 2-0. Longoria got a double to make it 3-0. A wild pitch then made it 4-0, and that was the Giants are off to the races. In the second inning, a couple of runners get on base. Jock Peterson hits number 21 for him. Splash hit number 97. And the Giants go up 7-0 at that point. In the first 3 innings of the game, they scored 11 runs. And frankly, that's when I stopped keeping score and started just to enjoy the fact that they were winning this ball game. Other things going on last night, and I don't know if you got to see it, but Serena Williams on TV and her last gasp at the U.S. Open, an amazing, amazing match that she ended up losing in 3 sets, but the last match point to put her away took about 6 or 7 or 8 match points to get it done. It was great, great theater last night, and with the Giants up by a lot, it was a lot of fun actually to watch Serena Williams, so I admit I did that last night. All right, for the Giants, they're now at home. They're 35-32. As I said earlier, in September, they're 1-0, and it was a nice touch at the ballpark last night. And the kids who are facing cancer diagnoses, the pediatric cancer children, it's tragic. They got to do portraits of the Giants as they came up to bat, and they were already, of course, on the scoreboard, and they were beautiful. And it just created a nice atmosphere at the ballpark last night. So that was a good part, and Susan Slusser will talk about that with us today. Giants 62-68 now. In this series, of course, they won the first game. In the season series with the Phillies, they're 3-1 now. They took 2 of 3 back at Citizens Bank Park earlier in the year. Against the National League East, they're 15-13. And after the break, and this is what has done them in, along with losing records in June, July, and August, 14-25. Wow. The Phillies on the road, they are 34-29. In this wild card race in the National League, Atlanta has an 8-game lead over San Diego. San Diego's won 4 straight. They beat the Dodgers last night. Darvish, an outstanding game for him. Manny Machado, a big home run. Drury, a home run as well. San Diego's 8 behind Atlanta. And with the Philly loss, they are now a half a game behind San Diego in the third spot. And then it comes Milwaukee. And then Arizona. Yes, Arizona's ahead of the Giants. They've won 8 of 10. Beat the Brewers last night 2-1. Another nice game for Zach Davies, Merrill Kelly the night before. They're going to see Zach Gallen in that series as well. Arizona 63-68. The Giants are now 62-68. And, of course, the Brewers ahead of both of those teams. Giants and Brewers have that doubleheader coming up this Thursday. All right, a couple other very quick things about baseball last night. The defense of the Phillies is going to be an issue for them as they go forward, more than likely in this wild card race. For the Yankees, they now are only 5 in the loss column ahead of Tampa Bay. How about that? Could be one of the great collapses of all time, and the Yankees are not used to that. Brandon Belt is out for the year. He's going to have knee surgery, unfortunately, and who knows what the rest of his career will look like. And Alvarez for the Giants, and he is having Tommy John surgery. So that is what is going on there. But for Jock Peterson, the big night last night, homer number 21, 415 into the Cove, and that is number 97. And for him, number 5. He's hit a few this week as well. Fans, now time for our Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. So this game 2 between the Giants and the Phillies coming up shortly here. Noah Syndergaard, yes, he's back. Thor, 30 years old now, 6'6". Thor is back, a member of the Philadelphia Phillies, and he is going for the Phillies today. He's 8-9 on the year. He came over at the end of the trade deadline from the Angels, and he's had a good August here for the Philadelphia Phillies. In August, he's 3-1 in his 5 games, 30 innings pitched. Now, this is not the old Thor, but he's effective. 37 hits, 15 runs, only 2 homers given up. That's very good. 5 walks and 18 strikeouts. So the strikeouts, as you can see, not the old Noah Syndergaard. He's 8-9 on the year overall with a .398 earned run average. You can run on him. We've talked about this for years, going back to that playoff game that Connor Gillespie won, that 1-0 game over the Mets. 28 stolen bases, 3 caught stealing this year, but he's got a terrific catcher in JT Realmuto. He is one of the best in baseball at throwing people out. So the old story with Syndergaard, you got to get on first, and then you can run on him easily. 20 games this year, he's got a whip of 1.26, 110 innings, 112 hits, 49 runs, only 11 homers. That's one every 10 innings, so that's pretty good. 27 walks and 82 strikeouts, not great. It's not a 3-1, well, barely 3-1 ratio there. It's his 142nd game, 141st major league start. He has thrown 828 innings in his career, and as I say, the home runs are there over the years, but the strikeouts are the important thing. 859 strikeouts for him in a 55-40 major league career. Batting average against is .260. Lefties hitting him better with 5 homers, .272. Righties .252 with 6 home runs. Like all the pitchers today, they like to get ahead with the fastball, and the hitters are figuring that out because you'll see a lot of breaking balls the rest of the count. 25-65 in that first pitch, so that's a pretty good average. That is above .333 with a couple of homers. Runs in scoring position, .238. With 2 out, he tightens it up, .217. First time through, .269 as he gets settled in with 3 homers. Then he's settled in, .226 with 5. But the third time through, and this is typical of a player who's coming back from injuries, 30 years old, .284 with a home run. Crawford, 3-15. Knapp, 3-6. Maybe we'll see him in there. LaStella, 2-for-3. Longoria, 3-for-12. Jock Peterson, 1-for-12. Slater, 1-for-4. And Yastrzemski, 2-for-7. All right, so what do the Giants do today? Jake Junis comes up for them. He's 29 years old. He's 33-39 lifetime. He has been very good for the Giants. He's a great number 4, number 5 starter, and I hope he's back next year to do that for the ball club. 4-4 this year with a 4.04 earned run average. The whip is 1.15. He's seen one game against the Phillies, 4 1/3, only 3 hits, a run, no homers, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts. This is 123rd game and 104th major league start. Now, this year, 17 games for the Giants, 82 innings pitched. There's some relief work in there, too. 79 hits, 37 runs, 11 homers. It could be a little better. 16 walks and 71 strikeouts. That's over 4-1, so that is very good. 5 starts in August, 24 innings, 30 hits, 19 runs, 4 homers. So that's one every 6 innings. Have to be careful with this Philly team. 4 walks and 23 strikeouts. First pitch, 15-for-44, almost .333, with 4 of the home runs he's given up. 4 of those 11 right in there. Of the 11, 6 are solo shots, by the way. Batting average against is .247. Lefties hit him better, .281. That slider comes into the lefties, 6 homers. Righties, he's got that wipeout slider to the righty, .216 with 5 homers. Now, this number is always gets me because I do these every weekend. You know that. Runners in scoring position, 159. Runners in scoring position and 2 out, 1-for-26. Wow, that is something. That is where he's got to make that slider work, and they will chase it. First time through, 222. Then it's 269 with 5 homers. Then 261 with 4 homers. He may be better as a long man, as a relief pitcher, but he has been good for the Giants. Alec Bohm, 0-for-2. Castellanos, 3-for-24 with the only homer. Harper, 1-for-4. Hoskins, 0-for-2. Realmuto, 0-for-3. Schwarber, 0-for-4. Segura, 3-for-11. And Sosa, 0-for-2. So that is what people do against Jake Junis, matching up today against Noah Syndergaard, Giants, and the Phillies, game 2 of this 3-game series. Other action today, Toronto is at Pittsburgh. Contreras for Pittsburgh has been their best pitcher. And Stripling goes for Toronto, the former Dodger. Colorado and Cincinnati, Marquez having a very good last couple of weeks. Cincinnati, Lodolo, he's legit as a young lefty. Washington and the Mets, Scherzer there, should be easy pickings for him as he goes against Corbin, who's got his 17 losses. Cubs in St. Louis, Smiley, who's pitched well for the Cubs. And for St. Louis, it's Wainwright. Miami and Atlanta, Cabrera and Odorizzi there. Cabrera got hit hard his last start. Milwaukee and Arizona. Milwaukee and the Giants square off Thursday in a doubleheader. Corbin Burns pitching today, probably will pitch one of those games in the doubleheader. Arizona, it's Madison Bumgarner, and he got walloped by the Phillies the other day. And believe it or not, down 7-0, Arizona came back and won that game 13-7. And the last game today, it's San Diego and the Dodgers in their game 2 there. Manaea for San Diego, not having a great season, but the guy for the Dodgers is, and that is Urias. All right, that's a look at our Perry's preview for what we've got coming up today. And we're going to chat with Susan Slusser of the Chronicle about this series, about what's going on with the ball club, and get her thoughts as we love to do here on the show. More coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.